Welcome to this audio explainer provided by Oz Rehab. Today, we are discussing a hidden but deeply impactful challenge, work cover stigma. A workplace injury affects far more than just your physical health. It disrupts your income, your confidence, your daily routine, and your overall sense of security at work. For many injured workers, one of the hardest parts is not only the physical injury itself, but the fear of being judged for reporting it or for making a workers' compensation claim. That fear is often driven by workers' compensation stigma. It can heavily influence how people speak, how teams respond, and how your recovery is managed. It can also severely delay reporting, treatment, rehabilitation, and your return to work. At Oz Rehab, we see firsthand how a respectful and well-planned recovery process supports much better outcomes for both workers and employers. What exactly is work cover stigma? Workers' compensation stigma occurs when a worker is judged, stereotyped, or treated unfairly simply because they have made or intend to make a claim. This stigma can originate from individual attitudes, team behavior, broader workplace culture, or even the injury management systems themselves. It is important to remember that stigma can be both overt and subtle. Overt stigma is easier to spot. It includes workplace gossip about the worker's injury, direct bullying or harassment, comments suggesting a worker is exaggerating, or overt pressure to return to work before medical advice supports it. But subtle stigma is much harder to identify. It may involve silently excluding the worker from normal team contact, making quiet assumptions about their motivation or honesty, or acting as though a worker's partial medical capacity equates to full capacity. Subtle stigma also includes using rigid or adversarial administrative processes that create friction and delay. While subtle forms are easy for others to minimize, they still do immense damage. A worker does not need to be openly bullied to feel unwelcome, embarrassed, or unsafe speaking up. At Oz Rehab, we view work cover stigma as both a cultural and a systemic issue. The impact can follow the worker through every stage of recovery. So why does this stigma exist? In most workplaces, it grows from a mix of myths, bad habits, and system failures. A major driver is the push-through-pain workplace culture, where there is pressure to stay silent and avoid appearing difficult. There is also a poor understanding of recovery. Recovery is rarely linear. SafeWork Australia's 2025 National Return to Work Survey found that workers with physical injuries had higher return to work rates than those with psychological injuries, highlighting how varied recovery can be. Weak systems and clearing common myths. Stigma is also built into weak injury management systems. Confusing, rigid, or adversarial processes make workers feel blamed rather than supported. Furthermore, supervisors fear the cost, disruption, and workload redistribution associated with an injury. When those financial concerns drive the response, workers quickly become targets of resentment. Many forms of stigma are driven purely by myth rather than evidence. Let us clear up some of these common myths. Myth 1. Workers on workers' compensation are exploiting the system. The reality is that workers' compensation is a highly regulated system requiring strict medical evidence, constant review, and formal capacity planning. Myth 2. Workers' compensation is a handout. In reality, it's a legal safety net designed specifically to support treatment, protect your income, and ensure a safe return to work for people harmed during their employment. Myth 3. If someone can work at all, they should be fully productive. The reality is that work capacity can be partial and fluctuates. Safe return depends on matching duties to actual capacity. Myth 4. Recovery should be quick and predictable. The reality is that recovery is completely different for every person. At Oz Rehab, we regularly help translate medical restrictions into practical duties to replace these assumptions with hard evidence. So how does this stigma actually impact recovery? For injured workers, it leads to delayed injury reporting, hesitation to seek treatment, intense shame or anxiety, lower engagement in rehabilitation, and a delayed return to work. For workplaces, it contributes to lower trust, significantly longer claims, higher insurance costs, greater psychosocial risk, and generally weaker return-to-work outcomes across the board. A worker who feels judged is far less likely to communicate openly. Where does stigma show up? It often appears in day-to-day conduct. First, it appears in a culture that discourages speaking up. Workers may be told directly or indirectly to just keep going and not cause trouble, making silence the absolute norm. Second, it shows up through gossip and negative commentary. Comments like, "they're milking it," or "must be nice to be off," do real harm. Safe Work Australia explicitly lists gossip and harassment as examples of stigma. Third, it manifests through isolation from the team. Injured workers sometimes stop getting invited to meetings or normal social work conversations. This exclusion can look minor from the outside, but to the worker, it often feels like they no longer belong to the organization. Fourth, stigma shows up as pressure to return too soon. This doesn't always sound aggressive. It can be repeated questioning or a refusal to accept partial capacity. A rushed return increases physical risk and erodes trust. Safe return depends on matching duties to capacity and medical advice. Fifth, through unsupportive or adversarial processes. A workplace may have a formal policy but still executed in a rigid, slow, or punitive way, leaving the worker feeling blamed rather than supported. Sixth, demotion or termination after injury. This reflects severe gaps in workplace culture, particularly where suitable duties or modifications were never genuinely explored. Why does reducing this stigma matter? It's not just about being nice, it's about legal risk and recovery quality. For workers, a stigma-free environment supports a safer recovery, better mental health outcomes, greater confidence in reporting, and a dignified return to work. Workers recover significantly better when they feel respected. For employers, a supportive workplace improves return-to-work outcomes, reduces claim duration, retains experienced workers, and properly manages psychosocial risk. Safe Work Australia notes that employer help before claim lodgement greatly improves the likelihood of a successful return to work. Early support is a highly practical business decision. Who is responsible for reducing stigma? It's a shared responsibility. Managers must practice respectful communication and check-ins focused on support. Employers and HR must provide clear reporting pathways, practical policies, and training on psychosocial risk. Workers must engage in early reporting and provide honest updates about their capacity. Insurers and case managers must ensure timely decisions and reduce administrative friction. Finally, rehabilitation providers must translate medical restrictions into safe duties and carefully coordinate all parties. Common misunderstandings about stigma. Some believe that feeling judged on workers' compensation is completely unavoidable. It's common, but organisations like WorkSafe Queensland and Safe Work Australia prove that targeted education and manager training actively prevent it. Others assume nothing can be done about workplace attitudes. However, attitudes absolutely change when organizations make expectations visible and build systems that support recovery rather than punish injury. Another misunderstanding is that simply having an injury management policy eliminates stigma. Policies matter, but applying them in a cold or adversarial way still creates stigma. Everyday behavior matters just as much as paperwork. Finally, some believe that supportive recovery means lowering workplace standards. The exact opposite is true. Clear duties and realistic expectations create structure, keeping workers engaged and helping businesses retain top talent. How do rehabilitation providers help? At Oz Rehab, we support stigma-free recovery through comprehensive workplace assessments, functional capacity evaluations, and graded return-to-work plans. We assist in identifying suitable duties, facilitating medical case conferences, and providing vocational support if returning to the same employer is not possible. Our primary role is to translate complex medical advice into practical workplace action. This early intervention helps everyone understand what the worker can safely do, reducing conflict, delay, and misunderstanding. Workplace injuries can feel isolating, but a better approach is possible. Clear communication and early rehabilitation support help workers recover with dignity and assist employers in managing recovery effectively. If you need a recovery process that stays respectful, practical, and safe, connect with an Oz Rehab Rehabilitation Specialist today. Call 1-300-391947 or email office@ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening.